Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Max, was that the bottom of the hour break? So I still got one more break. Oh, man, we are running out of time. Huh? No, are you kidding? You're staying here the whole time. It's all about you.
Oh, awesome.
Denise Neal is with me in studio. It's so nice to have people in the studio again. I hope you enjoyed the show a couple weeks ago with Bryce Loeb from Una Vida, One Life Tequila. That was a great fun day, and he was the first in-studio guest since the pandemic.
So I'm going to assume he brought you some Una Vida to Una Enjoy?
I brought my own, so Una Enjoy right here.
Did Max have to drive you home? Did Beth come get you?
Little teeny sips. Okay, as much the book you got to get, it's Classic Restaurants of Wichita. But while I have you here, we got to just do some high-speed chat about stuff. We mentioned the awards. What was there, five or six
there
restaurants?
There were five restaurants in Wichita that got the Wine Spectator Award. They win year after year. Yeah. But, I mean, you wine folks know where to go for your wine.
Of course. All three of the Stevens boys that we mentioned.
Well, actually, they got Vora and Wine Dive in there. And Wine Dive is actually the one that got the two-glass distinction this year.
Really?
Yeah. And then it was Scotch. It was Sienna.
Yeah.
And
I should know, too.
I just wrote this yesterday.
Oh, well.
Sienna, Scotch, the Vora.
And I have you right here.
Oh, my gosh. I just wrote this. And shouldn't it be pretty? Oh,
6S. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And then speaking of 6S, what a perfect transition to Chef Moves.
Yeah, so I often hear about Chef Moves, but recently there were quite a few notable ones, so I decided I better update people on this.
I just had dinner at Kansas Star Casino. Yeah.
Oh, so was that news to you when you read it?
She came out and talked to us at the table. That was like 3 weeks ago.
See, Guy, dining with Denise is essential to your life. You wouldn't have known this otherwise.
Well, yeah, she keeps in touch.
Well, did you read it and find out about it in my column?
Of course.
Okay, there you go. You would have found out eventually.
Eventually.
However, the point is, there's this awesome female chef in town. I shouldn't have to point out she's a female, but, you know, in the chef world, I celebrate girl chefs because they're a lot more rare. But Jen is a young, talented Mays. She grew up in Mays, played softball at Mays High, and went to culinary school. And she started off, got a job at the Woodfire Grill at the casino, which I know you love that place. And she worked there for 8 years, started off just in the kitchen. They promoted her to sous chef. She wasn't even 30 when they promoted her to head chef.
Yeah.
So she's been there for several years. And then she said one of her former colleagues was over at 6S working. Their chef left the state. And they said, hey, why don't you apply? She did. She's ready for a new challenge. So she's been there a couple weeks. And she's changing up the menu. And she's very excited because they let her go her own way. And they're letting her shape the narrative there, which is all a chef wants.
Yep.
So she's the executive chef there now.
And she'll do them a world of good.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Not that they haven't had good chefs prior to her, but
that'll
be good. What about O.J. Moore? Owen comes back to Wichita after being in Colorado.
O.J. got a job. Chef Moore got a job with Ty Issa. And I think I wrote it was 2014. And I went out and did a chef chat with him. I met him in his kitchen. And then next thing you know, he was gone. He went to work for Vail Resorts. He was the head chef at the Crested Butte Resort forever. And then he and his wife decided they wanted to get back here because it costs too much to live in Colorado. And so off they came. And now Ty was like, come on back. And Ty's hired him to lead the kitchen again, and he's also just launched a new menu.
Yeah.
So that's new.
I just hope he kept the chicken dish that he created, and I hope he puts it back the way it used to be.
Well, I think he's open to suggestions because my friend Carrie wants his old steak and blue cheese pizza back, and I suggested it. He's like, all right, I'll think about that.
Yeah.
And then Chris Anderson's a chef who's been a lot of different places around town. He's a veteran and that went to culinary school, and he's now taken over the kitchen of Vora.
Yeah.
And he's been in many places around town. He's had little stints at Yaya's, Holiday Inn. And then I also wrote about a cool new chef to town. Well, he's not actually new, but the guy that's taken over at Butler, leading the culinary program there. And he's grew up in the Dominican Republic and has worked as a pastry. He's had a lot of experience in pastry. He did pastries for Lola's Bistro. And what I find kind of interesting is that he's also married to a chef. So John and Lexi Michael were leading that program at Butler. They got stolen by WSU to go start their culinary program. They found a new husband and wife duo to take over.
Perfect.
So the Chef Luis Pena's wife is working there with him as well, Alicia. So, yeah.
I wish it had worked out differently. Scotty Redler put a lot of money into Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the problem before, and it was probably what drove Lexi and John away.
Yeah.
Butler just wouldn't come up with any more money to do anything right. Now they have it because Scott Redler, who founded
Freddy's.
Several great restaurants here in town,
yeah,
including fast food Freddy's. But
well, and I think that whole culinary school thing has become a bit of a rivalry. I'm on the sidelines. I like them both. I want them both to succeed. I don't, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I root for the WSU. I root for the Michaels. I root for Scott. I root for Butler.
Yeah.
So maybe our town will just become a place where chefs.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing can be hurt by having place where chefs are training.
But you have to do a really exceptional job because otherwise you're training kids for an entry-level job in a restaurant that barely pays a livable wage.
Yeah.
And is tremendously difficult work. And that was what, you know, I was on the board for BCC. Beth and I were for the culinary program, and we donated a lot of money, and nothing compared to Scott's donation. But I just kept saying, you got to be careful. You can't just give them the basics and say, here, go get a job, you know, as a third-level prep chef. You know,
well, maybe Scott's donation and the competition now will ramp everybody up a little bit.
Okay, I took a couple notes looking at Dining with Denise. New openings. Little Restaurant on the Prairie, that was a new one.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever met this guy, Chef Stan Lerner?
No.
Oh, guy, actually, based on you and I's conversations during the breaks, you need to go meet Chef Stan Lerner. I think you guys would really like each other. He's a wild and crazy guy, very charming. He has a restaurant in Winfield called Chef's Table. He just kind of opens it whenever. And he briefly took over the Logan spot there on East Kellogg, you know, right by the mall.
Yes, yes.
And he opened this place called Chef's Table Roadhouse. Well, it didn't, you know, wasn't quite what he wanted during the pandemic and what have you. So he closed that after 6 months. But now he's bought this old church in the Flint Hills, like right there in Strong City. And he stripped all the linoleum out, made the floors, put the floors back to their original wood. It's like a 1905 church.
Yeah.
He opened, there were windows, beautiful, huge windows that were boarded up. He took off the drywall, rehabbed the windows. So now it's just this little eatery on the edge of the Flint Hills with sweeping views of prairies on three sides. And he's just doing a simple little menu there. But, you know, he just wanted to have a little Kansas experience. And he hopes to add dinner this fall. But for now, he's just a lunch place.
Okay. Let's go through these pretty quick.
Okay.
Green Olive Family Barbecue?
Yeah, this is the old Jezebel's restaurant.
Right.
Where a new barbecue restaurant, very briefly operated. But this guy owned the Green Olive, which was attached to the old Marcos Cantina on West Central. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And he decided he wanted a bigger place. He took over that space, and he's adding barbecue and Mediterranean food, and he just opened.
And then Torchy's, okay. I've heard mixed reviews. They're opening a West Side store.
They just opened that this week.
Have you been?
I've been to the Torchy's on the east side.
And?
Yeah, I mean, I need to do some more menu exploration.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
We had some of the best Mexican food on this road trip.
Oh, yeah, I bet you did.
I just can't believe it. And places you would never guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
Yeah, I love that.
In Virginia, we went to, we'll have to talk later. we got to transition to wine. We're going to take a break. Let's do that now, Max. Let's pound this break out. We'll be right back. We'll talk about not only the wine of the week, but a couple other things that you ought to know about. I'm Guy Bauer. It's a good life. Don't forget, every Saturday, noon to 1, right here from the Odyssey Good Life Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.